Here are scenes from J.J.'s Fiancé, Part 1.
Family, are y'all ready for this? Today I asked Diane to marry me, and she said yes! Lord have mercy.
My daughter ain't eloping with no bony Romeo.
Daddy!
You be quiet.
Now for the conclusion of J.J.'s Fiancé.
I don't want to hear no more about it, Junior. You ain't gonna get married and ain't no way you gonna elope.
But, Dad!
Not with my daughter.
Son, don't do something you're gonna be sorry for.
Yeah, you better back off, J.J.
No, Thelma. I'm sorry, Dad, but I gotta stand up for myself.
Don't you press your luck with me, Junior.
Please, think about what you'll be doing.
Diana, are you feeling better now, honey?
Oh, yeah, Ma. It's just one of my headaches. I took some aspirins. They really do a job. Mm. Are you all still fighting about that elopement?
We ain't fighting about it because it's off. You got that?
Okay, okay. It's off. It's nothing to worry about.
What?
They're right, J.J. Maybe we shouldn't get married.
Don't say that, Diane. Here I am fighting Custer's last stand, and you come out speaking Comanche.
Honey, if our parents are that much against it, it must be wrong. You know, parents do know best.
But, Diane, you said we'd elope.
Go ahead, elope, as long as it ain't with Diana.
Alone? I can't carry myself over the threshold.
J.J., let's just give it up. We can wait. What's a few years?
Well, thank heaven somebody's talking sense.
Yeah, you're right on that, baby.
What's going on? I don't understand what's happening.
Well, J.J., you're back to normal.
It's all over. Now, son, I don't understand how you get to be so stubborn.
I can't imagine.
Hiya.
Hey, Willona.
Oh, Lucille and Fred, how you doing? I'm sorry I'm late for the party. Thelma, get up. Let me see that dress. Oh, it's beautiful. Floyd, you really outdid yourself. Diane, you look pretty.
Thank you.
J.J., you're gorgeous.
What can I say?
Willona, what kept you so long?
Well, I got hung up at the boutique waiting on this guy, you know. He ordered 6 of the foxiest dresses and still couldn't make up his mind.
About what?
About which one to wear home. Well, pour some champagne and toast the graduates. There you go, James.
Come on, James, open it. This is a party, ain't it?
You're right on that, buddy.
Oh, Willona, you're always so thoughtful.
Oh, it ain't nothing, Fluff. I just hope James don't get too high and start getting romantic and drinking out of your slipper. Because ain't nothing bad as waking up with a bad hangover the next day and stepping into some soggy slippers. Diane, Thelma, enjoy every minute of this night. It's the most important night of your life. Honey, I'll never forget my senior prom. Mm. Those were the days. I look back on them as the summer of my life. Woo!
To be exact, it was the summer of 49.
Well, I was the only 4-year-old in the graduating class.
J.J., we better get going to the prom.
You still want to go?
Of course I do. Will you get my coat and purse, please? They're in Thelma's room.
Okay.
Thelma, you don't mind if we leave a little early, huh?
No, that's all right.
Okay. Well, honey, it's awfully early to be leaving. Don't
I know,
you think you
Ma,
should...
it's prom night. I don't want to miss any of it. I'm ready to party.
Then you kids go ahead and have a good time.
Thank you, Daddy. Good night, Mr. and Mrs. Evans.
Good night, Diane.
Have a ball.
Bye, Larry. Bye, Bye, Ma. We won't.
Be careful,
okay.
He will.
Oh, wait a minute, Diane. I forgot your corsage.
We don't need it. We're not going to the prom.
What? Where are we going?
We're going to elope.
But, Diane, you said back there
that... I know what I said back there, but there's no sense in arguing with them. We just do it, and we'll come back man and wife.
But, Diane, I can't go. I'm not dressed to elope.
What are you talking about?
This is running. I can go, but my tux has got to stay here.
J.J., don't worry about it.
But... I got a dental appointment on Tuesday.
Now, what's more important, our marriage or your teeth?
Well, right now, our marriage. But when Dad finds out, my teeth.
J.J., it'll be too late. Our parents won't do anything.
But I didn't even say goodbye. I didn't even pack anything.
You packed everything I need.
Now you're telling it like it is.
Well, here it is.
Yeah. Very nice. My compliments, Mr. Innkeeper.
Thank you.
Well, do you like it, my dear?
Oh, JJ, it's really out of sight.
Yeah, that's because I know how to pick them. You can always tell a good motel. That's the kind when only one light burnt out in the vacancy sign.
Ah, world traveler, huh?
Well, you know how it is, bro. Yeah, I go first class all the way. Don't spare any expense. When's checkout time?
Noon.
Oh, and what do we do? We want room service.
Check in to another motel.
One more thing. Do you know the telephone number of a preacher? We want to get married.
Ah, you said you were married.
We are. It's just that it felt so good the first time, we thought we'd do it again.
Yeah, you understand.
Hey, look, I just rent rooms. It ain't none of my business. I mean, if I was a meddler, well, I'd have probably wondered why you checked in without any luggage.
We lost it.
Mm-hmm. Where?
On a bus! See, we lost half of it on a bus and half of it on a plane. It has been a very long trip.
From Chicago? Hey, now look, you kids. You're not putting anything over on me. Every year at prom time, we get hundreds of kids coming into Indiana to get married.
You aren't gonna kick us out, are you?
Oh, now do I look like that kind of guy?
No.
Tell you what I'll do. Why don't you let me take care of the whole thing for you? You see, I kind of like to think of myself as the traveler's friend. I can get you the justice and peace, the license, the works.
You do all that for us?
Oh, how could I turn down such a nice couple? Oh, it'll be beautiful. It'll be romantic. It'll be $5.
Oh, a mere pittance for a man of my stature.
Thank you. Now, the cost of the wedding, you know, is strictly up to you. But if you want the deluxe, I can arrange for the limousines, for the flowers, the organ music.
Well, we were thinking about something a little more simple.
Oh, like what?
Like a preacher in a box of Uncle Ben's.
Well, I guess I can do that, too. So, when are the nuptials gonna take place?
Well, we figured right after the wedding.
No, J.J. We'd want to get married as soon as possible.
Right. And I'll let you know as soon as everything is arranged.
Thank you.
Thank you, friend of the traveler.
He did it, J.J. Do you believe it? We're really gonna be married. Oh.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Evans.
What?
Mr. and Mrs. Evans. That's our new name.
But it can't be. That's Mom and Dad's name. You have to excuse me. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, honey, take it easy. Come on, relax. Look, it's just the two of us. All alone in the room with nothing but time. What do you think we should do?
Let's go down to the front office and get some postcards.
We don't need any postcards.
Let's call the folks. They're probably worried about us right now.
We can call them after the wedding. Relax, lamb chop.
As Dad would say, have mercy.
Here's a picture of you holding J.J. when he was just a little baby.
Yeah.
Well, how can you tell that's J.J.? He's all wrapped up in a blanket.
Are you kidding? Look at them feet. She's the only baby there with size 13 and a half triple E booties.
Ma, Dad.
Thelma, what are you doing on so early?
Oh, Ma, I found out something terrible.
What's wrong, baby girl?
What is it?
Oh, Diane and JJ never showed up at the prom.
What?
Diane ain't showed
up. I asked around and nobody's seen them.
I don't understand. What could have happened?
I know what happened. They went ahead and did it, Fred. They eloped.
What?
Not Diane.
No,
it's not a prom.
I bet you.
Oh, it's even worse than that.
What do you mean, Thelma?
Oh, Ma, I can't say this.
Come on, baby. I'll say it.
Thelma, come on.
What is it?
Oh, Ma. Ma, you know when JJ went in the room to get Diana's things?
Yes, yes.
Well, he made a mistake and took my purse instead of Diana's, and I got hers.
What do I care about Diana's purse? They just eloped.
Well, Mr. Buchanan, it's not the purse. It's what's in it.
Thelma.
Ma, look. Look.
Oh, my God. Come on, Lucille. You've got to get a hold of yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry I had to tell you that, but it was something you had to know. Right, Daddy?
You did the right thing, baby girl.
Man, you talking about trouble? We got it. Two junkies marrying each other.
Hey, hey.
Two junkies?
Sure. They've been seeing each other for a long time. Your skinny Romeo probably got our little girl on the stuff.
Now, wait a minute, Fred. Hold it. One thing we know for sure, Junior ain't no junkie. Our son got too much sense for something like that.
Fred, we've always tried to bring our kids up right.
You're saying we brought our daughter up wrong?
No, man. Fred, I'm not saying that at all.
Fred, please.
I don't believe it, Lucille, and I won't believe it.
Well, I believe it, Fred.
What?
Well, those headaches of Diana's. It wasn't just headaches, Fred. It was more than that. I've noticed changes in her lately. Well, she's been real edgy and nervous and... Well, I know as a mother I should have sat down and tried to talk to her and try to find out why, but I didn't. I was hoping it would go away.
I'm sorry, Florida. James. I wanted to blame anybody, everybody, the whole world.
I know how you feel, Fred, but look here, man. If you're gonna blame somebody, blame them pushers out in the streets. They the ones that slip the kids the free pills, and then when they get them freaked out, they push them onto the hard stuff, the blood suckers.
I'm getting sick to my stomach from all this. Excuse me.
You break your back trying to raise a kid, give him a decent life, teach him right from wrong, and now this. You always figure it would happen to somebody else's kid. Never your own.
I know how you feel, Fred. You ought to be tearing you apart, man.
Oh, this isn't just a night. It's a nightmare.
Well, Fred, look. I found something in Diana's purse.
It's a phone number.
But there's no name on it.
Well, that's strange.
No, maybe it ain't so strange, baby. See, when you're a junkie, you got to make sure you got your connection with you all the time.
Are you saying that this could be the number of the pusher?
Yeah, why not? They change their numbers all the time. Maybe Diane wrote it down so she wouldn't forget it.
If I ever get my hands on that dude.
You just might do that, Fred.
Huh?
Thelma, come on out of here a minute.
What are you gonna do?
Thelma sounds just like Diane on the phone. Maybe we get Thelma to make a little phone call for a reorder, and we get us a quick delivery, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Diane. I got us a couple of Dr. Peppers. You know, they even got free ice down there. I tell you, when you live in the ghetto, you just don't know what class is.
Yeah, this is a nice place.
Yeah, and they even got a candy machine down here. Chewing gum, gum drops, chocolate chip cookies, cheese crackers. I tell you, boy, if we don't run out of quarters, we can spend the rest of our lives here. Hey, look at this. Television set, radio. Coin-operated bed that vibrates. Man, well, I guess you should expect all this luxury when you're spending $6 a night.
Where's that motel owner? He should have been back with some word about the wedding by now.
Yeah, you're right. If you don't get back here soon, they're gonna put out a warrant for this tuxedo.
Well, I think I better go freshen up a bit.
I'll be counting the minutes.
JJ. This isn't my purse. You took Thelma's by mistake. What am I supposed to do without my purse?
It's no big deal. You use Thelma's lipstick, if you don't mind painting on a little ugly.
That is not funny. That was dumb. That was really dumb.
Ooh. Calm down, Diane. Is there anything I can do for you?
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you. It's just the tension of the wedding and everything.
Well, take it easy, Diane. Why don't you just lay down here? I'll spring for the quarter. We can get this bed to vibrating to soothe your nerves again. Now, come on now. Lay down here.
JJ, you don't know what you did.
Oh. You anything, James?
Not yet, Fred.
James, I don't like the idea of a pusher coming into our home. It could be dangerous.
Fred, you can't take the law into your own hands, honey. What are the police for?
They're for after we get through with them.
I think Lucille is right. We ought to wait and let somebody else do it.
Come on now, will y'all be quiet? I hear somebody getting off the elevator. Baby, you and Lucille, go on in the bedroom.
James, do be careful.
We'll be careful. Please, go on now.
That's it, Fred. You ready?
Dying here?
No. You the pusher?
No, I'm an Avon lady.
Why you?
No, easy, Fred, easy.
It ain't what you think. My mother sent me to the store for some sugar.
What's your name?
Little Wopee.
Why, Fred?
Easy, man. Look here, Bo Peep.
If you don't watch your mouth, you're gonna lose a lot more than your sheep.
Careful, Musclehead. You hit me and I'll have you arrested for child beating.
Lucille, Florida, y'all come on out here.
I can't believe it, James. This punk, this half pint of trash delivering to my daughter.
What did you expect, Popeye, the French Connection?
There he is. That's your pusher.
James, he's just a baby.
Baby, huh? Well, this ain't no talcum powder.
Hey, I hate to waste a trip. Any you want to buy that? It's pure. Give you a sky high high.
Where do you get this stuff, punk?
I just deliver. I get it from this dude who gets it from somebody else, who gets it from the boss dude. And this I know for sure. The boss dude don't live in the project. How about my stuff? You want to buy? That's gold, man.
The only place this gold is going is down the drain. Go on, get out of here.
Hey, man, it's cool, it's cool. That's more where that came from. Hey. And if you change your mind and want a deal, you can find me at the schoolyard. I deliver first thing in the morning. The kids like to cop a fix before class.
James, we gotta call the police or do something. We just can't let this kid run out in the street like this.
Go ahead, lady. Call the fuzz. What can they do? Juvenile court is so crowded, I'd be 40 before my case comes up. Piece of cake. Later, Popeye.
James, is there nothing we can do to stop them?
Not as long as business is as good as it is, Florida. See, there's a lot of people out there, black and white. Some of them so tired of fighting odds, they figure if they can't get out for real, they get out in a dream.
Well, how can you win when the supplier's got kids doing the dirty work for them?
You can't. Not when the boys on top are making all that money.
No, I don't buy that, Fred, not for 1 minute. In 1961, President Kennedy said we'd have a man on the moon by 70, and we did it. Now, you can't tell me that a country that can put a man on the moon can't stop dope traffic. I don't believe it.
Well, everything's arranged. I got you a justice of the peace. Very reasonable.
Oh, yeah? How reasonable?
$10. But that includes his wife as a witness. And his 10-year-old kid playing a piano.
10-year-old kid playing the piano, huh? I got a feeling instead of old promise me, we're gonna get chopsticks.
Hey, don't worry. My niece is very good. Anyway, it's all set for 11 in the morning on Tuesday.
Hey, that's great! Wait a minute. Tuesday's 3 days from now.
Yeah, you get the license in the morning, and then there's a 3-day waiting period.
Waiting period? You never said anything about a waiting period.
Sure, that's a state law.
But we can't stay here for 3 days. I can't go that long without my... I mean, we don't have a change of clothes.
Or maybe there's a place we can rent underwear.
It won't work. I can't do it.
Hey, look, you kids want to get married or don't you?
Could you let us talk about it? We'll get back to you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Diana, look, we've gotten this far. We might as well wait.
I can't wait. I can't.
Diane, don't you love me?
Of course I love you. It's nothing like that. It's nothing to do with that. It's, well, it's our parents. Our parents, they're going to be worried sick.
Well, then I'll call them. I'll tell them that we're in another state. We're going to get married. We have a 3-day waiting period. But we're okay.
But I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I don't feel good.
Oh, I knew Bri's getting nervous, but... am I that much? Maybe I am. Hello? I'd like to call Chicago. Collect.
Don't worry, Lucille. We'll find her. And when they do, there are a lot of places that can help kids like Diana. All the big cities have drug abuse centers.
Now look, Lucille, it ain't gonna be no easy road back for her, but if she wants to make it, she can make it all the way back.
Hello? Yes, yes, of course I'll accept the charges. It's JJ.
All right.
Oh,
thank
all
God.
Right. Hello, Ma. Look, we're in another state. We're going to get married. We have a 3-day waiting period, but we're all right.
No, JJ, you're not all right.
Huh?
There's something we have to tell you about Diana. She has a problem. Honey, a serious problem.
JJ?
Diana is on... drugs.
Oh, come on now. You're making that up. I don't believe you.
I wish to God I was, honey. Thelma found some things in her purse. Honey, I don't want to talk about it.
I just can't believe that. I don't believe it.
James, he don't believe me. Talk to him.
Junior, son, I know it's hard to accept, but it's the truth. She's a junkie.
Oh, no.
Junior,
no.
She's shooting dope.
You guys will do anything to break our marriage up. I'm not going for it. I just won't believe it. Matter of fact, I'll call Diana right now. She'll straighten this thing out. Diana! Diana! Diana!
Come on, Junior, say something. Speak up.